Number three, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That to secure the rights of life, liberty, and happiness, governments are created. That's it. That's the one purpose that governments are created for, to secure life, liberty, and happiness. They deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means that these governments that are created for the protection of man's life, liberty, and happiness get their powers from the consent of the governed. Now, that means they get the power from the people, not from the king. Remember, at this time, in 1776, the idea of a monarchy, that was the going government. England, France, Portugal, Spain, these were monarchies. This was divine right. God ruled through the king. This is going to directly challenge that rule through the king. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. That means if the government no longer protects life, liberty, and happiness, and actually becomes destructive of life, liberty, and happiness, it's the right of the people to get rid of it or to change it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So what do we got here? The governments are created for one purpose, to protect life, liberty, and happiness. They get their power from the people. That whenever any government destroys life, liberty, and happiness, it's the right of the people who give the power to the government to change or to get rid of the government and to bring in a new government and organizing that new government's powers in such a way that it will go back to protecting life, liberty, and happiness. Pretty simple.